Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Marius.
Yes, you are.
And I'm with Abby. What did we talk about for the last 15 minutes? What did we talk about for the last 15 minutes?
Owen says that when I laugh, I have to turn my head away from the microphone so I don't scare the listeners.
That first thing you did. And I'm with Abby.
Hi, Alison.
That's good. That's
very good.
Yeah, thanks. Some false starts.
This is Copy in Copenhagen, the podcast about life in Denmark. It's about life in Copenhagen. It's about life in Scandinavia. It's about life in general, in the general sense of life. And the way it's about that, the way we hone in on that particular view is we talk about news articles. We need to talk about headlines from Denmark. From Scandinavia.
Yeah.
From anywhere if we think it's good enough.
Yeah.
If you're good enough. Hey, headlines, I'm putting it down there. If you're good enough, we'll talk about you.
Well, throwing down the gauntlet. You're good enough, headline, come at us.
And sometimes if the Danish headlines aren't good enough, we just talk about ourselves.
Yeah.
I've always got a headline for you, baby. I've got some headlines for you.
Why would you listen to us, I hear you ask? Well, one of the good reasons you'd listen to me is I'm Irish. And who doesn't want to listen to an Irish person go on? Abby is American, and we all know Americans have things
to
say.
Want to be heard?
Yeah. And just to keep it balanced, we have the wonderful voice of Denmark here. Marius is Danish.
The wonderful voice of Denmark.
The wonderful voice of Denmark.
Hello. Hi, Anderson.
Can I just say, guys, I've been having a lot of questions from the people that are just like personally in my life that listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
And they really want to know which of you is which in the pictures. That's, and everybody guesses.
Wrong.
Oh, really?
Everybody guesses wrong. Well, everybody is my dad and my friend Sophie.
Really?
Yeah, they really, really think that Owen, that you're Marius.
That's so interesting. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, so if you see a picture of the three of us,
yeah,
I'm me. Okay. Yeah. And then those guys.
Oh, I think they should write in.
Don't say it. I'm just gonna tell them
how to know for sure. I'm gonna tell them. The way that you know for sure is that you guess which one is Marius, and then you're like, nope, it's not him.
Yeah.
Switch. You're wrong.
Okay, cool. That's brilliant. Let us know what you think.
That's so good.
Yeah.
We should do the list. We haven't said the list in a long time.
Let's save it in a minute.
We'll do the list. The classic. So if you're on Spotify, give us a 5-star review. Mm-hmm. If you're one,
can I just say? I must interrupt.
How many things are you going to just say?
I must say.
Yeah.
I am American. I will be heard.
You will be heard. Yes.
I have a headline that needs to be underlined. An underlined headline, and it is: we are at 102. Very high, mostly 5. Some of you cheeky little cheekers gave us 4-star ratings. That's fine. I appreciate your honesty, kind of. But we have 102 reviews on Spotify. Mm-hmm. I was told once we hit 100, I was going to get a cake with my face on it.
Yes.
Now every time I come in here, I just look under the desk. There's no cake.
It's coming. There's going to be face cake.
I'm looking again right now. There's no face cake.
Because today's not face cake day. Face cake day is coming.
Okay, but we're at 102.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Carry on. It's coming.
You least expect it, bang, face cake.
Oh, no. Wait, is it cake in a face?
What is your address? So we can...
We're gonna dox you someday. I think. So it's a Spotify, and we got iTunes, and we got Acast, and we got Copenhagen Post. If you're looking,
the only thing missing is Facebook.
If you're here, you know how you got here, and thanks for getting here. Marius, give us some news there, will you?
The Turbo Chicken is returning.
Turbo Chicken, about time.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Turbo Chicken. It's back in production. So there's a chicken producer called Denpo, and they in the end of 2022, they decided to make a full stop for the Turbo Chicken.
None of this is making sense to me.
No, what are you? You're upsetting me. What, a full stop for the Turbo Chicken?
Yes. What is a Turbo Chicken? I'm sensing you're asking.
That's on my mind.
So that's a chicken that, you know, is...
roided up?
Pretty much.
No!
Really?
Well, so a Turbo Chicken, this is the life cycle of a Turbo Chicken.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
They live in a 1 square meter shared with 20 other chickens.
Uh-huh.
They get 6 hours in darkness a day. The rest of the day, there's only artificial light. So they're on these, like, lamps. Mm. Day one, they start at 50 grams. Day 33, they need to be 2 kilos.
Oh, my God.
So that's pretty explosive. So that's 45 days. They have to sort of get up to 2 kilos. That's pretty crazy. And not healthy. Obviously, their internal organs are under a lot of stress. The Danish Dyrebeskyttelse, the animal welfare, they label this as... animal cruelty, basically. Yeah. But Denpo did want to make sort of... They did want to ban this or stop doing this.
Wait, Denpo's the chicken place. They wanted to stop... Well, this
they
feels...
did stop this. They just stopped this.
Okay.
And they started doing these not-so-fast chickens, not-so-turbo chickens. But the Danes didn't buy them.
So for business reasons, they've gone back to turbo chicken.
Yes. Because like financially, it's they've done a co-winning cow turn, as we say in Danish, and they're saying, you know, it's probably due to the war and the inflation and energy crisis and, you know, rise in prices, right? Mm. So it's even more expensive to buy these chickens now, and Danes have not been doing that. They've been deciding to buy the turbo chickens instead. So the turbo chicken is back. Hence.
What the? If the animal rights, because that was just a protest and it wasn't a law, like that doesn't seem.
I mean, that's how they make chickens.
But I thought that
in most of the world,
I used to be a really good person. I used to be vegan. I was vegan.
Is that where the barrier?
That's
like,
how
that's
you
good,
can
is
tell
it?
A good,
okay,
that's
a good person,
person
is
vegan.
Good. Right,
yeah,
okay,
and
cool.
I used to be one. Yeah. and I'm here to tell you today, I've probably eaten some turbo chicken at this point.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I've given myself a little bit of like, okay, it's not as bad here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay, like they're like, Denmark has higher standards that I'm allowed to just, and that's not true, is it?
No.
No, certainly not in some, like with pigs and stuff like that. No,
okay.
Yeah, pigs and chickens.
No,
probably some cows.
Do you know? How do I approach this? I'll be honest. I'm a bad person. I don't get organic meat all the time, right? Beef.
So
I don't
hear the silence on our end. Yeah, yeah. Like, yes, Owen is a bad person.
No, but if
Marius and I are good.
Silently.
Like pork. I don't get pork, and I don't. Chicken now you said this, I'm going to question chicken, but it's so it's so much more expensive to get organic chicken which is it is what it is.
And I was giving myself some kind of pass when I don't buy organic chicken because I was like, oh, but chickens are treated
that's what I was thinking. The chickens are probably okay, pigs I know aren't. Cows are probably okay, but chickens probably are right.
Because now, also I know the eggs, I remember living here before and like I was so stunned by like the level of information on all of the egg cartons about how the eggs were chickens were treated.
Yeah.
And so I think that assumption crossed over into the meat category.
Absolutely. Me too. Yeah, me too. Mm.
Meat too.
Yeah.
So skrabe egg, that used to be a whole skrabe egg. Scraped eggs, and that's what we call them in Danish. I don't know why, but I've never buy chicken if it's not organic. But I rarely buy chicken, so that's not saying a lot.
Do you not?
But I've always had like the salmonella scare of the 90s has like stuck with me.
Okay.
Like few things have.
Yeah.
So I refuse to eat non-organic, so that really like has to be a luxury chicken before I pretty much.
Wow. Because
luxury chickens can't have salmonella.
That's in my
head.
Yeah.
That's how Mario worked.
Wow. Oh, so it's not an environmental thing. It's not a like animal rights.
No,
thing.
It's more about my own body.
It's like so you're worried about salmonella. Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
You know, where I think, in my experience, the best place.
And I don't want to eat a stressed chicken either.
I don't want any.
Well, they're all
going to
be stressed at some stage. I mean,
coming in here, fucking up my day. I was everybody in here. Everybody in this body is calm.
Right. Rima, Rima 1000.
Yeah. Yep.
Rima 1000.
I mean, I know I've said this
They've
before.
They've got the fastest chicken. So
I have to say,
best organic selection of meat, though.
Oh, really?
For me,
yeah, Rima has really good vegetarian stuff. Really good, Rima Tusen.
Shout out to Rima Tusen.
Yeah,
you got. You
Happy
got
to
really
have
good,
you sponsored
yeah,
the pod.
Thank you so much for getting on board.
This is a cruelty free pod. Yeah. Marius doesn't eat any stressed chickens.
Which chicken is the most stressed, though? Is it the chicken who's just been stressed? You know, it's just that it's never tried anything else. It's the miserable
Which
existence.
Which came first, the chicken or the stress?
Or is it the grass-fed, you know, chicken who's just lived a wonderful life?
And then
know,
all of a sudden,
and then all of a sudden,
Jesus!
So in Marius's fantasy, first the
will
chicken
it get more
strangled? Is it
get
strangled
and then shot with a shotgun?
First you throttle it, and then you blow it to smithereens. And then you pick up the fucking, you know, when you look into the chicken, like the plastic containers, and there's some chicken and it's like just tattered chicken.
Yep.
That's the organic chicken.
Just the
that's
hand the
fucking
into the chicken coop.
Yeah.
Chicken tatters. Oh, it said, and there's just some chatters. Oh my God.
But look, I mean, this is sad, but it's also, fuck it. I mean, I'm not blaming
people.
There's
so much to be sad about.
I know, but I'm not blaming people for going for fucking cheap food. I mean,
No.
Especially not these times. No. Like when prices are high and inflation. Yeah.
It's fucked. I don't know what to say, but like, you know.
They did try
then, Po, you know.
No, it's but also, that makes me mad. That's
the weird
that's
part.
That's what makes
that's
me
the
mad.
Weird part
yeah,
of this.
Because like, the thing is, like, yeah, you can't blame consumers for consuming what is there. Like, you can't. But there are so many ways, I am sure, that, like, science could have solved the problem of, like, ethical chicken rearing and just, like, didn't.
No, I think this is science.
This is
science. This is the science.
This is the science made the turbo chicken.
They waved up and said, meat for humans is more important than happy chicken.
Yeah.
So we can turbo chicken. Sad turbo chicken, happy people.
Yeah. The Danish people are already so happy they can put some of that attention on the chicken.
I do know a lot
I think
of,
we could share with the chickens a little bit. Yeah. It will make people happier also. If they're not eating these stressed chickens. Imagine everybody being as stressed chicken free in their body as Marius.
Yeah.
I think that would make for a better world, if I'm being completely honest. Yeah.
Listen, if you're working on the chicken problem, write to us.
You know, you can get salmonella from anything, right? Like from any chicken, you can get it from eggs and stuff.
La,
right?
la, Moving on to the next story.
I love that he was doing a Christmas carol.
If you are a chicken scientist, write to us. Don't address Marius in the email, but it's copingincopenhagen@gmail.com. Tell us what you know about the chickens in Denmark. Yeah,
Rolf, can you fact check this?
Fact check.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
I
don't know, Marius. We're gonna change it up. You're gonna get the happy stories or something. I mean,
I think I'm pretty good with the sad stories.
You got a track record of the sad
the
stories.
Mood down? Is that not what I'm?
Yeah, that's what we like to start with.
That's what we want. I got a thing that I found interesting. Where do I begin? There's many facets to what the story I'm about to bring. There's this fellow, right? This guy called Elon Musk, right? Yeah, we're going there. He owns a car company called...
You know that I was going to fall asleep as soon as you started talking about Elon Musk, so you're like, I'm going to make it
Muppet show. Yeah. I'm just doing hand signals
there's
for Abby
now. There's this fella.
Oh, I'm Elon Musk. I've got to get the money. Robot will help us all. Yeah. This is, sorry, listeners, this is for the benefit of Abby, nobody else.
Owen always does this with his hands, but now he's doing voices.
It's sock puppets without sock. Yeah. Anyway, okay, Tesla. Yeah. I'm trying to make it interesting for Abby.
Thanks.
Tesla, well-known company, biggest selling car in Denmark this year.
Oh.
Yep. They just brought out their Jeep or whatever it is, their SUV kind of, whatever it's called.
Madness truck.
The Cybertruck. Yeah, Cybertruck. Yeah. So it brought that out. Elon Musk said a thing recently that he's not particularly into unions. He doesn't like the idea of like hierarchies. Yeah, right. Guess who's kind of putting a spanner in those works? Scandinavia.
Hey.
Oh.
Big time. I don't know if you've heard this, but so
chickens have unionized.
Yeah,
turbo chickens are coming.
The turbo chickens have Cyber turned on them.
Cybertruck versus turbo chicken.
Exactly.
That's a show I'd watch.
Yes. there are mechanics in Stockholm or in Sweden. Not necessarily just Stockholm. I don't know where exactly.
What? There are mechanics in Stockholm?
Marius, you've been led down the path. Like, they are actually mechanics in Stockholm. No, so there's 130 or so mechanics in Sweden working for Tesla, right?
Okay.
And they have been going on strike against Tesla because Tesla has not agreed to make agreements with. There's a system of making agreements with the employer and the unions that they both get a say, and Tesla has been saying, no, we're not going to do that. You agree to our contracts policies, or not policies and contracts. So the workers have gone on strike. So for the last 2-3 weeks, late November it started. These 130 or so employees have gone on strike. Now it's starting to, the idea of some big company holding, like trying to be all macho outside of Scandinavia and kind of bend the will of the Scandinavian worker, it's kind of pushing the neighbors a little bit as well. So it started off with the 130. A number of unions within Sweden have been supporting them, and now it's spread to Denmark. So
Three F,
the biggest union, I believe, in Denmark. Their workers have agreed to help the Swedish strikes. So what they're doing is their drivers and their dock workers will no longer ship Tesla vehicles into Sweden.
Cute. Yeah. Oh, this is cute.
It's getting bigger.
This feels like the part of the movie where like the neighborhood dogs like tell the other dog, like,
yes.
And then like all of the pets of New York City are scampering and like the squirrels are running along the telephone wires.
Please.
And they're like, don't ship this part to Sweden.
Listener, and you wonder why I have to do sock puppets. This is the only way I can communicate with Abby Wamba. I need to.
I mean, I feel like I'm doing the communicating here, okay? Yeah.
Sure. But that was really announced on Tuesday this week that the dock workers were going to support the Swedish strikes. Norway, the dock workers in Oslo, I don't know if they've started, but they said they were going to do the same thing. So Norway's involved as well. Then
they don't like electric cars anyway in Norway. They just want the
Norway's
or the highway. Oh. That's their thing.
It continues. Dansk Metal, the union for metal workers.
Marius is sliding his chair into the wall so he can blow his nose.
Sniffling his nose.
Without us bothering him.
I mean, he did it
working.
Right on mic like 2 episodes ago. So true. I appreciate you doing it away from the mic.
Yeah, eye contact.
Not good. Wait, sniffling your nose, giving me eye contact. Oh, photo ops now during recording. Great. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's not like I'm telling you a very important union story, but it's fine.
Okay, but this is the part where we're zooming out from planet Earth and then we see like cows in the field in Switzerland and they're saying moo, like support the Swedish strike, and then we're like zooming out and we just hear like animal chatter all over the world of like the animals supporting.
So it's like Babe, Pig in the City or something like this. Yeah. But
that's
on a global sense.
Maybe this is what that's from actually. And maybe I'm describing a scene.
Yeah, I think
from.
So.
Okay.
So Dansk Metal said that they have workers who work for Tesla and they said they might go on strike as well if this isn't resolved soon. And now, very interesting, a Danish pension company says they're not going to invest in Tesla anymore.
Oh.
So Mr. Musk, with all his like highfalutin and big statements, might have to be humbleized by the Scandinavians.
Very good.
There you go. I thought that was very interesting. Really
cool. Humbleized.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to care?
Yes. Well, actually, I don't know if he's going to care, but the fucking company's going to care. Because there's a divide between what Elon Musk says and the company. I mean, he's the owner and everything, but like Elon Musk says crazy stuff about his companies, and I'm sure the people running the company and the investors are like, shut the fuck up, man. Just let us just run a company properly.
Yeah, probably.
You know, he was in this talk in New York or something where he said the thing about like comparing unions to being like I think it was like something like peasants and monarchs or something like that, that the peasants rising against the monarchs and stuff. It was just like, it's just a stupid
analogy.
But he also was like, when talking about this whole thing about Twitter, I'm calling it Twitter.
About Owen's these, also on strike. Okay. Yeah.
From calling like, it X.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's like people pulling advertising, and he was like, fuck off, or something like this. I can't remember. Yeah. Go fuck yourself. He was saying,
yeah, and you're like, trying to blackmail me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. This thing. And you're like, sure, yeah, okay, man. But like, also, there's lots of other people involved with like investment and business and people who want to keep their jobs. And there's a lot of other things happening. And he's like, well, if you sink us, then you sink us. No. There are people employed by you that like depend on this income. And you're just like flippantly saying, well, if you're tanking the company, you're tanking the company. It's not just the company. It's not just a plaything for you. So I don't agree with what he says. I think there's far more important mechanics involved with the actual workers, right? So yes, I think.
And they're literally mechanics.
That's for Abby's benefit.
Yeah, thank you.
Wordplay really.
That's where I went back in. Until then, I was thinking about what I'm going to say next.
I know. But yeah, so I think Denmark is it's the biggest selling car in Denmark. It's the biggest selling car in Norway, I believe. Mm-hmm. Or electric vehicles are big in Norway. It's like rising.
Guys, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
We should get Tesla to invest, sponsor us?
No.
No, what is it? What?
Thinking there's room in the market for us to make an electric car.
That's what I was thinking. Well, maybe not. Maybe not a car, but maybe if we could design a car that ran on hot air.
Oh, why are you pointing at me?
I'm not pointing at you.
Move that hand away.
There's no fingers. It's
your
just
gesture elsewhere. Gesticulate another place, sir.
That was just gentle.
Get those paws.
Look. Hey. Oh, hello, Abby. Sorry, listeners. It's sock puppets again.
Might be listening to this thinking, wow, Owen's really sexist because he talks to Abby like she can't listen to boring news. But it's true. I can't. Abby's doing, you have to do sock puppets. When you talk about mechanic strength, that's because I hate it. He's absolutely 100% correct. Okay.
Abby, I have made a new arrangement with Sweden.
I have a really important news story I want to tell you. Yeah. Okay. This is a true story. This is legitimate. Okay, there is a hog that wins a shepherding contest in Norway.
Fuck off!
And Farmer Arthur Hoggett refuses to continue making money as a principal to make money using the pig's talents after that. So the hog, his name is Babe, and Mrs. Hoggett, Arthur Hoggett's wife, they head to
the city
in order to raise funds to repay the bank loan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so confused.
She's talking about Babe Pig in the City. She's talking about the Babe.
In my head, I was like, what if I waited till next week and I really crafted this? And I brought in as a news story the plot of Babe Pig in the City, but then...
Oh my God.
She said hog and Norway.
What?
I know what a hog is.
Can't believe I fucking fell for that.
You've tricked us a few times on this podcast.
I'm going to do it every time. I'm going to find a way to bring in Babe Pig in the City as a news story. Mark my words.
That's going to be very creative of you. I like that. I like that a lot. That's God, very good.
Wow. Or it could be a new movie every time, and then we have to guess if it's a real story.
Not interested. It's Babe Pig in the City, and I'm going to see how far I can get into the plot before you realize it. All right.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Owen was pretty quick. His jaw dropped. in the first few words. I think when I said the name Arthur Hoggett, he was really sure.
I think when you said pig, or no, you said hog. What was it? Hog, I was like, this is bullshit.
Okay, I have some real news. Do you want
Okay,
some?
Yeah.
Do we trust?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have we moved on?
Are you just going to give us another?
I interrupted a little early because I was excited about my babe pig in the city joke. So let's give it a sec. Musk okay? What are we calling it? We call it a Twitter? We're calling it Twitter. We're making a stand as a podcast. On this podcast, we call it Twitter, okay?
In support of Norwegian mechanics. Yeah.
Swedish.
Swedish, yes. Sure. Swedish. Whatever. Who cares? We support them. That's the most important
thing. Yeah, we do. Okay, listen.
I thought there was more to talk about union, the power of unions in Scandinavia and the workers' rights and how, like, the end of law.
Yeah, you did think that.
But I thought that. Obviously, you were wrong. Yeah, yeah, sure. Obviously, I was wrong.
Abby had an important news story about a pig in Norway, so, you know, clear the headlines.
Anyway, make of it what you will.
Remember that podcast we did where we just kept saying boobs? And it was about the upside down calculator?
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny. Should we do that one again? Let's do that again.
Let's do that one. Yeah.
Let's do that one.
Or we could talk about unions. That's fine.
No. You got your phone. You got your phone up. You look like
I thought this was a good headline. Let's hear a good headline. You want to hear a good one?
I want to hear it.
Oh, and you want an example of what a good one could be?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, all right. In Norway, there was this...
No,
I'm sorry. Is it real?
This is people's time, Abby. This is people's time.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Denmark has joined the global insect elite. This is a real headline.
Yes, Denmark, yes. Let's go.
There's a father and daughter insect factory project.
Sorry?
And we have opened one of the world's largest insect factories, and it's capable of producing 100 tons of larvae.
This is the plot to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, isn't it?
What's that?
This is the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs plot.
She's doing it again.
Larvae per day for use in animal feed, for instance, to pigs in Norway who are... He wasn't even trying to. He did it. Marius did it that time. But anyway, propelling Denmark into the global insect elite. And I did just proofread this thing. It says larvae, not larvae. But yeah, it's larvae.
Larvae, right?
100 tons of larvae a day.
But it's a...
Whoa. We're producing... 100 tons.
Yeah, on purpose.
100 tons. Can I...
You want to... Excuse me? It's like, can I see that?
That's insane.
Can I see that sentence you just read aloud?
That's
insane. And can I make sure it's not the Wikipedia page for Babe Pig in the City?
That's an insane amount.
Yeah, it's an insane amount.
And you're saying
amount.
It's a father and a daughter? Well, you said something about a father and a daughter.
One father and one daughter have created this company. Yes. It's a father and daughter project.
Okay, but it's not just a father and daughter working in it. There's other people I'm assuming.
My husband and our daughter, this weekend, they did a project. No, it's a father-daughter company. I didn't click on the link. If you...
Obviously, Abby,
you can on
would never
Copenhagen
expect you to read a full
just
article.
100 tons is 100 tons. a large amount.
My kid came home. My five-year-old came home from Bernheim the other day with, like, he said, I brought you something.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought me a centipede and a grasshopper to try eating, which I...
to eat?
Politely declined, yes.
Alive?
No. Like
prepared.
Dried, like food dried? Ones. Like they had had them at school and dried
like for actual. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And I was like, oh, wow, it's really spreading now. Because I remember like when I was when I was in Birmingham. But I remember, like, they people would talk about, like, one day, like, maybe we'll be
eating yeah, getting protein from insects.
But now, like, my kid came home with him in his grubby little paws, which was actually now full of grubs.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've had a lovely larva pate once.
Yeah. Did you?
It was a little bit, like, you could tell
that
sort of...
That didn't worry you? You don't want to eat chickens that aren't rich, but... Larva pate is okay?
Wait, hold on.
I only eat rich like chickens.
Sorry, a mushed up larvae.
Yeah.
And you put that on toast or something?
Yeah, it was on rye bread. Yeah.
I don't want to have it mushed. I'm okay with trying something like that, but having it mushed just makes it
but
not
like,
appealing
it was like
me.
A pate. It just looked like a pate. Like you couldn't tell that it tasted good.
Yeah?
It tasted better than a real pate.
Before really? I moved to this country, yeah. I only heard the word pate as like a joke.
As like, haha, oh, pass the
pate.
Oh,
when we have some pate. Oh, will you put some pate in it? Okay, the Danes fucking love it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm all up for it.
My partner had knee surgery yesterday, and he like...
Apropos pate.
Actually, I do have to say that he had knee surgery yesterday, and they did a technique that in English, out loud and on the paperwork they sent him home with, they like went into his knee from both sides of his knee, and they called the technique that they did pie crusting.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's like crusting. Such a good word and really upsetting.
Pie crusting.
I get hungry and scared at the same time.
I think it's because they like cross wheel, like they go in from either side. I think it's like about like the top.
They take
of,
like a fork from each side a bit,
know.
Like you know,
anyway,
do a pattern
I just wanted
on a pie
you to
crust.
Know. And that was one of those things that Danes do sometimes where they're like, all of the paperwork was in Danish. And
except
like,
for one big
word. Vi har lavet pie crusting.
Yeah.
And it was like, hyphen.
Did it say that in Danish? Or
it
in
said
English?
Pie crusting
pie crusting
in English,
English,
but it said like, yeah, like I read the procedure in because I can, okay? Because listen, I don't need to prove it to you guys, but I can speak Danish and I can read Danish if I just have a little cry after. Reading Danish, I think, is the hardest. I think reading and writing Danish is like damn near. Writing is kind of okay because I can go really slow, but reading is a hard thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just thanks. That's
it's
all
okay,
I wanted.
I'm with you.
Thanks
it's all
right. so much. Okay, now that was one thing I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Why did I say it? What was the reason?
I think there was something about knee and pate. There was
something.
Oh yeah, pate.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. Oh my God. Thanks. Thank God for these guys. Okay, so beforehand, he like went to the store to get like comfort foods, and for him, like a real live Dane getting knee surgery, that was cheese and pate. Like,
yeah.
He just wanted like. Ground up meat thing with like cranberries in it. He's like, yeah, that'll be great for my post surgery recovery. Like to me, that is insane.
Pate is seen very working class. You can get like working class pate. Here.
Really?
Yeah. Like the liver pate, the classic Danish liver
yeah.
pate. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is not it's not it, but in Ireland, like if you get pate, you're like
fancy.
Now
yeah.
I have had pate in Ireland.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've had pate. I've been in France. Pate is like easy to get in France, but it's always like a nicer like. I'm gonna have
pate. I've had foie gras in Ireland.
Whoa. Oh. Okay. So our questions
forget
are
your
answered
chicken.
About that. Yeah.
Forget your high like. Greater than thou or whatever it was?
Holier
than thou bullshit.
High horse.
Your high horse just fucking got ground up and put on a bit of bread.
Oh!
Oh!
Turned into a glue stick.
Fucking butter shoved down his throat.
Anyway, you've had pate in Ireland.
Yeah,
that's a fancy place to have it.
But it's really nice I like pate in Denmark is what I'm saying. I think it's very tasty.
When we lived in the Iron Age, remember that I lived in the Iron Age?
Yeah.
Remember that I went there and I lived there and I'm an Iron Age citizen of the Iron Age?
Yeah.
That's the only part of Denmark I am a legal citizen of. They gave me citizenship in the Iron Age.
Yeah.
We made pate. We made leopstai.
No.
I mean, I did not involve myself.
How do you do
much.
It? What did you
but
do?
But it's like basically, it's like chopping things so finely. Yoel actually loved it. My partner.
You just mush it up?
Like did it all the time. It's very thinly striped, sliced like mushrooms and then meat. I don't know, like it was like a lot of teeny chopping, which
teeny chopping.
I don't know if you guys could guess, but it's not. I don't have the attention span. I just put the whole mushroom in and be like, it'll get mush.
Yeah. It's gonna get mush eventually.
Yeah.
It's a mushroom, right?
Don't
encourage
me. I liked that one.
Don't encourage
me. I'm sorry.
What's the energy today? The energy is high. We're all giddy.
I'm into this one.
Were
we still on pate? Or can I tell you, I have big news.
I think it's pet say to talk about
pate?
Told you not to encourage.
That's no, but that's very good.
Okay, I got two more big newses.
Okay, bring them on.
I have to save one for last. Okay, one is Mette Frederiksen, the Prime Minister of. Mette Frederiksen, the Prime Minister of Denmark. Yeah. Owen just pointed out that I wasn't. I move my face away to laugh now, and what I was supposed to remember to move it back to the microphone.
We're gonna figure some bell system or something, or give you treats. We'll figure it out.
Give you treats. Oh God. All right. Okay. I do love treats. It's fine. I'm like, how condescending. Give me treats, please. Give me treats. Okay.
Mette Frederiksen.
Mette Frederiksen is made it onto the Forbes annual most powerful women list alongside Barbie and Taylor Swift. And demonstrators have blockaded the office of a Danish arms company in protest of its collaboration with Israel. So,
wait. Okay, what are we unpacking first?
I meant to talk about the Mette Frederiksen thing, but I was like, "Oh, and people are protesting her for giving arms to
Israel.
Mm. How interesting. But actually, I think that those are pretty much separate articles. But good to know. Mm. Anyway, Mette Frederiksen making waves around the world for being a woman.
I suppose. On Forbes, is it? Did you say?
Yeah, Forbes.
Forbes what? 100?
Most powerful woman 100? List. 100? 200?
But no, but
I don't know.
What's in, so
just
we,
women.
I can
as many women as they could name.
If you're going to be talking about like powerful women and you are the head of a country, then you're probably going to be in the list.
Yeah.
No offense, Meta, but you kind of just, it's an easy get.
I mean, all right. All right. Well, I have big news. Ooh. What do you think it's going to be about?
What?
It's going to be about Reisekort.
Yeah! It is about Rise of Court. If you are a new listener, you will need to know that
there's 1,200 episodes where
there are many things that I love about this country. many things I love about this country. One I am bewildered by is their way of accepting payment for their public transportation.
We know.
You know, okay? This is your first episode. I need to get you on board. Okay, listen, Rise of Court, they have like a credit card system where you beep in and beep out, and you got to beep all the time. And if you forget to beep, then you have to pay $1,000,000,000. And if you have to beep in from all these places and beep, 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 beep. Anyway, you lose your card doesn't have your name on it, you know what happened to me last time? What? I accidentally used my kid's card because they're unmarked, and I got a fine because I had an unmarked card, I didn't even know that I was doing it, but I accidentally had my daughter's student cards, which is a little bit cheaper, so I got fined. Anyway... There was no way to know. There was no way to know.
I also recently got a fine.
No!
Don't celebrate. What are you celebrating?
I just need everybody to hate it enough so that it changes. That's how it works in this country.
What did you do?
What did you do?
So I blame the Metro. Okay. Or I think I made a mistake. They also made a mistake. So I'm waiting at Fasane Rai. Yeah. And it says 1 minute. And it says like 1 minute for... Then it goes down to half, 30 seconds, half a minute. And then it goes back up to 1 minute. Mm-hmm. And it did like that for 5 minutes. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm changing at Frederiksberg anyway. So I walk from Fasane Rai to Frederiksberg. But I had this little moment. Oh, I should check out. Let's do the right thing here. So I check out. Go to Frederiksberg. And I have this thought. You're probably going to forget to check in on Frederiksberg or something.
Yeah.
Which I fucking do then. Because the metro arrives just as I come down the escalator. So I run in. And then I get checked. And I'm just like, here. Because I'm thinking in my head.
Because you thought you did it.
Yes, I'm a good citizen.
Yeah.
I'm not out here to cheat.
I check in. Yeah,
yeah. And see, I could tell by the confidence... which I showed it with, and I didn't even look at her. I was just one of those like, of course I've checked.
Oh my God!
Of course I checked. How dare you even question me?
How
you made their day.
Yes, yeah. And they're then like, she just went like, whoop. I was like, oh, it says you've checked out on Fasane Rai, and I was just like, anger just filled, rage just built up in me so quickly, and I couldn't sort of formulate sentences properly. But I was gonna say, but you guys were late. But none of it really came out, so I was just there's just utterings and mutterings and that, strange noises until I said, "Thank you for my ticket," and I left. Yes, very
frustrating.
How much?
It really
$750.
Ooh, it really does stings. Make the anger bubble up in you because there's just so many ways to screw up that feel like a trap. I feel like,
and I couldn't complain about them being, they fucked up. Their metro was late. You know, I had to.
I mean, I want to be on your side so bad, but I think that's ridiculous. Okay, but listen, the way that other countries do it, this is why my complaint is, because other countries do it better and you just check in with a card, a credit card or a credit, like a payment thing on your, like Apple Pay. You just bleep in and you bleep out and it charges you the right amount and you just always have a card with you and you don't have to like... There's just not all of this stuff. Also, I have taken it upon myself now, which makes me so smug, is when I see when I see anyone struggling to add extra people to the thing, because
you don't tell them and watch them get a fine. I would have known. That's why
people
I feel smug.
Are like, it's so impossible to travel with more than one person, travel with a bike. It's really hard to do it, and because it doesn't make any sense. And I go over every single time. I'm like, would you like some? Can I help you? It's
what person with a bike.
People with bikes and people with extra, like, group, people are in the group and, like, they have to add people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I help them and I'm like, I know, it's really hard.
It is, anyway. I know how to use it, right?
Yeah.
But it is, honestly, it's you know, when
way
you...
Way too confusing.
When you're, like, when you're playing, I don't know, Uncharted or one of these like PlayStation games or whatever, and there's all the running and the jumping and everything, and then you get to a puzzle.
Yeah,
it's like one of those. You like you get to a little game puzzle, yeah. And you're like, "How do I click,
triangle first?"
I am so thrilled right now. I feel like this is the first time I've ever complained about Rise of Court at length on the podcast where both of you have agreed. I'm just okay. I'm gonna make this quick. They're trying to improve it.
Oh.
By making a Rise of Court app, but it's still gonna be a Rise of Court app. Like, I know that if they're changing this,
meet them halfway, Abby. They're trying. Meet them halfway.
I'm gonna accept that this could be an improvement. I am accepting that this could improve my problems that I have. Like, my card isn't one that I sent away from. I had to just buy it from a machine, so I have to refill it every time it gets below like 90 kroner or something ridiculous, like
60,
the number.
Isn't it?
Fucking insane amount of money.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no, I have Rise of Court news as well.
Oh, I'm so happy. Okay, anyway, they're going to do a Rise of Court app. I think it'll solve some problems, but they should just make it so that it's a check-in, check-out with a credit card. That's
okay.
Okay. Tell us the news.
Ticket prices are going up. Yeah.
Because of you?
Or? Because of me. I don't know. This is something I heard.
Because of you?
Yeah. Somebody told me passively. I haven't read it somewhere, but somebody told me that it's going up like a couple of kroner per journey, I think. Something like that.
Okay.
So
I would be happy to pay, frankly, if it was just coming off of my credit card. Okay? Happy. Happy to pay.
Go on, Marius, you got thoughts?
I did also hear that they might be because not enough Danes, they're not reading the target for amount of people traveling on the metro with the expansion they've made.
Oh.
So that's probably why they're bumping up the prices.
Interesting.
But fucking a little bit ridiculous. We have insanely high prices, I feel, on public transport here. It's a good system also.
Yeah. It's a good system. I keep forgetting to put it into, like, as Abby and I like to say, real money.
Yeah, that's American money, even to Owen.
Or euros. I'll count euros as real money as well.
Right, great.
So, but like, I keep, like, I'm like, oh, 14, cool. And then I'm like, wait, no, that's a couple of euros for like one stop.
Yeah. It really isn't worth it if you're just going a couple stops. Like,
no,
it's like
no.
$3 to go. Yeah.
My life is different now. I'd love to, I don't know what it is for other people, like, around Denmark, but like, once you're no longer cycle distance, it things change. Like if you're relying on a train line, you gotta like start. You're like, oh wait, how much do I need to pay for this? Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like somebody worked out. I think it was like, it doesn't matter. But you at the end of the year, you've put a lot into the old ticket prices. They're not too bad, and it's necessity, I suppose. But it starts clocking up. Mm-hmm. And I hate seeing. I don't know if you've heard this. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but I used to live in Australia.
Get the fuck out of here.
And they used to clock that up like it was a fucking ticker next to an oven. It was just like
the prices.
Yeah. Okay. Does that make sense what I said?
No.
Like no. They
I was mesmerized by your gesticulations.
Thank you. But it went to insane prices when I was there. I can't remember what it was, but I remember being like every few months it would go up another couple like 10 cent or something like that. It was fucking insane. So I don't think it's as bad as those places, but it is, it's like, don't make it harder with public transport.
Yeah. It's not going to help us reach those, climate targets.
You know what?
One thing though, is that like, because taxis are so expensive and there's no Uber and stuff, that does not even enter my mind as a possibility for travel. That's like a different thing than like New York.
Actually,
and
shout
London
out
and stuff.
A question to our listeners in like Aalborg and Aarhus and the Jutland side. If you're
Funen, let's not
Funen, of course, absolutely. Yeah. But specifically to anyone who's not living in like a town or a city, right?
On the t-shirts we make, we should have on the back, like between the shoulder blades, like and Funen, of course, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah. No one's forgetting Funen. Yeah.
But I'd love to someone to write in copyincopenhagen@gmail.com and tell us what it's like to have a night out and get a taxi home. Like, I don't like. Do you do that here? Like, what is the system for going out when you live in rural Denmark? I suppose in like Zealand.
They
as
just
well.
Drink and drive. It's pretty simple.
I think that's probably a thing people do here. I think.
What do you mean? Like, how do you get a cab? What's the question?
What is it? Is it?
I don't understand.
What's the lifestyle like? Do you plan like, okay, we have one big night and we go on Fridays?
I got drunk a few months ago and my friends helped me get a cab because I was like not going to bike home. And
here in Copenhagen.
And then I looked and I don't even know the last time I got a cab. Yeah. And then I looked at my like card bill and there was like I was like, somebody found my car. Somebody used my card for a taxi.
Paid for me to go home.
Yeah. I was like, bastards. What is this? Yeah.
No, but okay.
What was the address?
Abby's going to sneak in babe and we're going to sneak in our address. That's what we're going
to
do.
You don't want to make this a game for our listeners to try to find out where I live.
Don't make it a game. No. Don't make it a game because they'll get you and then they'll come for me.
Yeah. No, and you'll be there watching Babe Pig in the City and people will be so embarrassed.
We order a taxi. My point is like, so I know like I'm from Ireland, like in the countryside, you have loads of taxis, right? But they're like minivans, and there's like you have the number of three people, and you're just constantly ringing on a Friday night. You're constantly ringing one of the three see if they answer, and you're like, "Oh, how you make? I'm going home." And they're like, "Yeah, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Are you outside that pub?" Yeah, I am. So I'm wondering,
like three people's numbers? Like you're like Mick, like you're talking to a person?
No, three taxis numbers.
Okay, right? Phone numbers. But is that still true? Don't you think they got an app by now, and you just haven't been there for a while because you've been in Australia?
Maybe that's a good point. Yes.
There's an app here. They have apps.
But no, my point is I'm curious about people who, non-Danish people who live in rural Denmark.
Yeah.
What's the system? Do you have a local taxi guy you call and need to give you cheaper discounts I'm doing this longer journey because I want to go into town to see my friends? Or how do you plan it? Do you always have a friend who's like sober? Like, I'm curious because the cities, you're like, worst case scenario, like I'll wait till like the S train's running again or something like that. You know?
Yeah, the metro runs all night.
Yeah. Most
days.
It's really easy country to be drunk in, as we know.
It really, really is. It lends itself
to
drinking.
That's how we design our infrastructure.
Yeah. No, Dave.
That's why they're removing cars. It's not to save the environment. It's so we can drink more.
Yeah.
We can be drunk at all times, regardless of what traffic.
After 1 o'clock, it's just drunk cyclists.
Yeah.
That is really funny. I wonder, like, that really does feel like the way Dave's planned infrastructure. We're great. We are great at it.
We're great at it.
We are also great at drinking.
Yes.
But please, I'd love to hear copyincopenhagen@gmail.com. How do you get drunk? Marius, if I wanted to do other things in the coming week or weeks.
Yes.
Do you have any hot tips?
Sizzling hot tips. Yep. Yes. We promoted this before, but this serves another mention. The Busy Business Ladies Christmas, a queer Christmas rom-com musical, performed and written and directed by Hazel. I don't know if it's directed also, but Hazel, a good friend of the podcast.
It's like Queen. It's like Prince. It's just Hazel.
It's just Hazel. Yeah. there's a show on the 7th and the 9th of December at 10 p.m. at Literature House.
Such a nice place, too.
Check it out.
Have you been to Literature House?
Yeah, I've done a couple of shows there.
My God, you got to go to the bathrooms there.
Yeah,
Bathtubs in the bath with ball pits in the bath.
That's true.
Listen, we think Hazel's great. We think you should go to the show.
But the toilets are very,
but like
very
really
gross.
Worth going for the bathroom. Yeah.
And there's a tiny one. Like, isn't there a tiny?
Yeah, there's a tiny pissoir.
Yeah,
it's like just enough to stand in.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty.
Don't talk about yourself that way.
But this is too much toilet talk.
Yeah,
potty humor, as they would say.
Another musical.
Wow.
Oh, musical season.
It is The Seasons, which is what this musical is called. A bloody musical. Celia Boltnes, a Norwegian improviser, comedian, singer, and
so
actor,
funny.
And
she's
great. A spiritual leader for some.
I'm not sure she calls herself that.
No, that's me. That's me. That's me calling
it's
her.
It's going to be a Netflix documentary on her soon, yeah. Is there?
She's also done a musical, and it's premiering at the ICC Theatre on the 16th, where there will be two performances. One is already sold out, and there's another one at the in the evening, so from 8 p.m. And yeah, check that out. Tickets at improvcomedycopenhagen.com. And those were my hot tips. You got any hot tips?
Well, I had, but it's on the exact same time as one of your hot tips, so I might as well leave it.
No, you've said say it. People, give the people a choice. Yeah.
All right, well, I got a show. I got a comedy show happening on the 16th at 7 o'clock in Luckton Station near Norbro. Hey, if you're in Aarhus, there's always Albert's. There's always Albert's. Albert's in Aarhus on a Sunday, English comedy. Don't know if they're still doing it. I haven't heard from them. I'm expecting a check in the post, guys. But yeah, they do comedy. In Aalborg, you did comedy in Aalborg recently.
I did. I think I'm going to do it again in February.
Oh, nice. Where is there anywhere in Aalborg that does comedy?
They have a big place. They have a big old place called Europollen. And they have big shows there, like big ones. Cool. Big.
I'm hearing big.
Yeah.
I'm hearing
big.
Get a lot of big.
Yeah, but I'm doing a show on Saturday in Luckton Station. It's going to be Christmas themed. We're going to do a Christmas movie. It's a spontaneous Christmas movie.
These shows are so great. I got to say, Owen, like, these shows that Owen does, the spontaneous, like, Christmas movie ones, you do a sports comedy.
Motivational sports movie.
Motivational sports movie. That's the one I really want to see next. Yeah. There was, like, sci-fi. They're so funny. The improvisers that, like, Owen does this with, they're so good and talented and funny. And I, like, brought my family there when they were visiting. Like, I really recommend
going to
see Owen shows like that. Yeah, and I expected that Albertson's check to be passed right to me. They're really good. You should go.
Yeah. Because I said it at the start, and I like to cap things off with what I say. Can we have the list?
Oh,
can
God.
We have the list? For the listeners, thank you so much for listening, everybody. Thank you so much for supporting us. We got lovely Spotify Wrapped. We had lovely numbers on that. That was really great to see people have joined us this year and started supporting us and following us.
And recommending us. Recommending thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, yeah. That's so nice. If you tell other people to listen to our podcast, it really helps us.
And if you write to us in any way, shape, or form and say it's not just Debbie and Roger, you get on the list. And the list is some of our wonderful listeners. And the list is...
Well, when we first started it, we just thought only Debbie was listening. But now we know, in fact, it is at least Debbie, Roger, Alex, Sean, Brian, Kimberly, Gareth, Marina, Ben, my brother, Ian, Matthew, Tommy, Emily, my friend, Mahai, Debbie's husband, Roger, which is the second Roger, Mariel. How do we say the Irish name?
Mairead.
Right. Okay, don't look at me like I'm stupid. Sivin, Rolf, the Danish journalist. We love, thank you for fact-checking us when asked for, when called upon. Kurt, Amit, Clint, Priscilla. And I know other people listen, but they don't want to be on the list. And that makes me happy too.
That's okay, too. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. All I can say until next week is stay
cool. Big.
There we go.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.